Mike Rollins is from Memphis, Tennessee. Mike Rollins, good morning. Mr. Rollins?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed, Tom. I'm good.
And you're a good cop.
Well, I would like to think I am, Tom.
I think what you did as a police officer and interim police chief in Memphis, you have participated in the Black Lives Matter marches and movement, correct?
Well, yes. You know, we did have a substantial turnout in Memphis, and I did my part to keep the peace. And I think that's important that as peace officers, we remember what our true role is. My role is to de-escalate a situation, keep the peace, and I'm just so happy we didn't have any violence. You know, there's no death. And that if you look at the bridge today, there's cars moving, the sun is shining. You would not even know anything happened on Sunday night.
Now, Mike Rollins, why would a black man want to become, or a black woman, want to become a police officer in this day and time?
Oh, you know what? That's a great question. Luckily, I get to go out and talk to our recruits and try to recruit individuals. There are still people that understand the importance of law enforcement in the United States. And what I remind people of every chance I get at my town hall meetings, I have to remind my officers that, you know, without our officers, our black officers and our white officers, our Latino officers, our officers of any race, ethnicity, gender, it would be total chaos. So they have such an important role, and we still have great men and women that are ready for the challenge. They embrace the challenge. They understand that we have an obligation to protect our communities, and I am so proud of them, and I love them. And my heart just goes out to the men and women across the nation, especially in Dallas, that have such a difficult time.
Now, Mike Rollins, okay, the people in the black community have been under stress from police officers for a long, long, long time. And do you feel that a lot of people in the community don't like any police officers, including ones that are from their community? And how do you encourage someone to be a police officer knowing that there are people in their own community who will be afraid of them?
Well, that's a good question, Tom. So you're putting a kind of complicated issue on the table. There are people in the communities that don't like each other.
True.
So I encourage people to do what my mother and my grandmother and aunts and uncles used to teach me, and I preach nonviolence, and I preach the message of love. So we all have to learn to love each other. But you do that by sitting at the table and having conversations, because a lot of times people walk up and they see my uniform and they see the badge. But I tell them, I say, you don't know my story. So if I look at an individual and, you know, we talk to size them up as police officers, kind of think about, who are we dealing with? You know, we sometimes rush to judgment, but until you have a conversation with those individuals, you know, I don't know their story either. So I try to tell people, just sit down and talk to people. You'll find that you have more in common than you have in difference, but we just have to be open-minded.
But nobody wants to talk anymore, sir. They just want to spout their opinion, but they don't want to have a conversation.
Hey, you know what? It almost looked like a presidential debate, doesn't it?
So, yeah.
So we have to role model for people. So I remember, you know, I have a 5-year-old grandson that I love dearly, and I try to role model for him because he's 5. He's not 50 like his pop-pop. So, So adults have to role model for people and say that, you know what? We can't shout at each other because we're not communicating.
You're a good man, Mike Rollins.
You're the interim. Do you want the job?
You know, I think God has put me here to do a job. You know, this is a tough gig. Law enforcement is a tough gig.
That's why we asked the question. It is a tough gig.
I'm going to be obedient. I want to help my people. I want to take care of my officers. you know, and yes, I want the job because I'm willing to make the sacrifice. I tell people if I'm role modeling for my community, I need young men and women to step up and take the challenge. I'm going to role model for them and show them that as the interim director, whatever that title means, because I've caught all the grief associated with being a director since I started. But it's a blessing. I'm humbled by the experience. And I want other people to realize that you can make a difference in your community.
Bless
you cannot sit on the sideline because it's too important of a task. And I remind people, Dr. King came to Memphis for sanitation workers. And thank God he didn't leave and neglect his responsibility.
My man.
People of Memphis in good hands, sir.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks a lot, sir. Hey, Orlando, give him a hand.
Yeah.
Please. All right.